Well, as we just discussed, the new year means new laws here in California. And among the ones that went into effect yesterday are some new traffic laws. One would allow cameras to monitor speeding. Another requires police officers to immediately tell you why you are being pulled over. Others limit the pretextual reasons why officers can pull drivers over by legalizing so-called cruising and limiting stops for expired registrations. Joining us to discuss whether these new laws can work as intended is Miriam Pinsky, research analyst at the Shared Use Mobility Center. That's an organization that advocates for alternatives to cars. Welcome to Press Play.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great to have you. Okay, so let's talk about the speed cameras first. Six cities here in California, including Los Angeles, will implement a five-year-long pilot program, and the cameras will be deployed in places where there is a higher degree or higher likelihood of accidents, places like school zones. So tell us about that. Tell us about this new law and whether it can work as intended, which is, I guess, to reduce speed-related accidents.
Right. I mean, a big issue here is we don't enforce our traffic laws well enough. People are constantly breaking them, and that has serious safety ramifications. So speeding is the main contributor to how severe an auto crash will be. And, you know, by not having automated traffic enforcement, we rely a lot on just hoping that there will be a law enforcement officer there to catch and then prevent future speeding. A speed camera kind of removes that unpredictability out of the equation. And, you know, the biggest deterrent here is just knowing that speeding will get caught. Now, as it stands, this is a pilot. There's only a few places that we're going to implement this in. And each of those places actually has a cap on how many cameras get put in. But I think it's a really important first step to prioritizing traffic safety.
So civil liberties groups do not like this, and they think that this is a way to collect personal data of the drivers. What is your argument for that?
I think that traffic safety is one of the biggest killers in the United States, and we need to take that seriously. If you are getting the privilege to drive on our public streets and are potentially going to endanger people and children's lives, then getting to actually enforce the traffic laws with cameras, and that's all they're going to do is get the license plate and then mail a fine, is really, I think, a much lower priority.
Right. And they're not going to take a picture of your face, right? Just a picture of your license plate.
It should just be the license plate that this is getting directly mailed to.
Okay. What if it's not your car that has been used in this manner?
So this is a bit tricky. And my understanding is that this is where red and speed light cameras are slightly different. One of the big problems with the red light camera program in Los Angeles was that drivers were disputing that the footage was not of them driving, but that just someone else was using their vehicle, that the picture was blurry. And so it just didn't work very well. Mm-hmm. But if we only tie the camera to the car, just as we do for like a parking violation, the fine goes to who the vehicle is assigned to, then that kind of removes any uncertainty of the equation.
You have studied ways to reduce traffic fatalities. And is this one of the most effective ways, or are there even better ways to do that?
I think it is. I mean, it takes a very long time and a lot of effort to change kind of the environment that you're driving in, to really narrow streets and to provide alternatives to driving. So short of just immediately having a huge overhaul of our street design, which takes a very long time, automated universal enforcement is a very efficient way of getting to traffic safety. And I also want to note that the revenue that's going from these pilots is going towards traffic calming measures to make it harder for people to speed in the future.
Okay, so let's move on because we have limited time and talk about some of these other measures. Officers, police officers, when they pull you over, they can't automatically ask you that question. Do you know why I'm pulling you over? They have to tell you, this is why I'm pulling you over. Talk about the significance of that.
I mean, this seems to be part of a broader push in our recent laws to kind of get rid of pretextual policing. And by that, I mean, a police officer using something like a broken taillight or an expired license plate to stop someone when what they really want to do is search the car, or any number of other reasons that could escalate a police driver interaction. So this seems to be a way to kind of try and curtail a tendency to for pretextual policing.
But you could still be pulled over for a broken taillight or not signaling when you make a right turn or something like that. Something minor like that,
Sure.
obviously.
Sure.
But when it comes to registration, a new law says that you can't be stopped for an expired registration tag if it's before the second month after the expiration.
Yeah, that seems like there's a balance here, right, in the laws that we try to enforce, like our priorities with traffic enforcement. I do think, sometimes something like an expired license plate could be used, right, to kind of go after other things. On the other hand, having valid license plates are really important to enforce all sorts of traffic policies, making sure people are paying for the meter, go making sure that people are paying for tolls. And just it's a pretty key part of traffic enforcement. And I do think that our law enforcement and traffic policing needs to do a better job of actually making sure that people aren't using fake plates, missing plates, because it kind of weakens cities' abilities to enforce traffic laws.
Let's talk about one more, and this is cruising is no longer a traffic violation. So, talk about the significance of that. Cruising associated often with Chicano culture, lowrider culture. So, why is it no longer a traffic violation?
Right. I mean, my understanding when I looked at the opposition was that people were concerned that low riding or cruising was leading to kind of street takeovers and the dangerous kind of traffic violations that go on at street takeovers. But, then if that is really the crux of the issue, street takeovers and donuts and all those kinds of things are already illegal. So this seems low riding is essentially kind of just slowly cruising along the block. I don't see how that violates traffic safety.
All right. Well, taken all together, how do you view these new traffic laws?
I think that, I mean, I'm extremely optimistic about more camera enforcement, just making sure that we take out the discretionary component of traffic enforcement, right? If we're worried about these other issues with police officers getting to choose whether something is or isn't, a reason to pull someone over, then a camera is going to just completely remove that question. So I think that's a huge positive step. And I think it's also really great that we're considering things that could lead to bias in policing and being very explicit in our policy goals towards trying to remove that.
Well, thank you very much and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. Thank you.
Miriam Pinsky is a researcher at the Shared Use Mobility Center, which studies safe street policies. Coming up, new evidence. Women were also hunters, not just gatherers. Plus, most people who think they're allergic to penicillin are not. 2023's best scientific breakthroughs next on Press Play.